You know what? I just do feel so good about what God has planned for us here in the near future. So thank the Lord for that. An Air Force cargo plane was preparing to depart from Thule Air Base in Greenland. They were waiting for the truck to come and empty out the sewage from the plane. The commander on the plane was getting a little bit anxious because the truck was taking a long time to get here. Then once the truck came, the guy that was doing the actual pumping was the slowest guy he had ever seen. He was twiddling his thumbs, he was pacing back and forth, and the commander was quite outraged by the time he finally addressed the airman. He berated him and he promised him punishment for his slowness. The airman responded, "Sir, I have no stripes. It's 20 below zero. I have a bang on my head. I'm stationed in Greenland. A dog ran off with my coat. I am pumping sewage out of airplanes. Just what are you going to do to punish me?" It's a good question. Have you ever felt like that guy? Would you agree that some days are worse than others? Some seasons of life are harsher than others. There will be times when you face days of pure evil. Still, you can endure and overcome. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. "Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." So, Lord, I would have preferred a different message this morning, like the rest of your life filled with joy and prosperity and giggles. But that's not the word we have in front of us today. As sure as you're preparing us for good things, you're also preparing us for hard days. Because as we've learned, often the good stuff doesn't get here until we've endured the hard stuff. So our prayer this morning as we approach your word is, help us to get ready. Get ready to stand, to hold our ground for as long as we have to, until we see the glory of God break out across this world as our hearts are longing for. Bless your word to us today, God. We'd rather had dessert, but it's time to eat our vegetables. May they too become delicious to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I was reviewing this series that I've done on the armor of God, and I went back to this verse, and these words just popped off the page at me. Day of evil. And I started thinking about that and praying over it, and I wanted to know, was Paul talking about a specific day along the timeline that Christians need to be ready for, like when the Antichrist is revealed, or something spectacular like that? Is that what he's talking about? We need to be ready for the day of evil. Or is he talking a little more generally for things that we face in our individual lives? And the more I thought about it, the more it came to me, they both apply. There are evil days that change the course of human history. Pearl Harbor. The Cuban Missile Crisis, Columbine, 9/11, Hurricane Katrina. Lives are lost, wars are started, people live differently because that event occurred. We need to be outfitted with the armor of God because days of evil do come upon the earth. During times of crisis, the people of God need to find the peace of God in order to minister to the masses. Have you noticed how the world falls apart when the bombs land? Do you notice how quickly our values change? Just as soon as there's trouble knocking at our door? Things we thought we would never do, we would never think, are suddenly very possible and plausible. The devil would love to inspire us to throw off our godly equipment and act like him in the defense of ourselves. He would love for us to become animalistic in our view of us and of them. We would destroy ourselves as we seek to destroy others. Part of this barrage against us from the enemy is a temptation to fight evil with evil, to become like the enemy in our warfare. That's not a statement against military force, but the directing of military force in a just manner when it's necessary. Sometimes you have to go to war. But we don't battle like the heathen. Far more common than national days of disaster are these personal meltdowns that we have. These personal days of evil. The phone rings. The message comes. Somebody you love gives you the bad news. A doctor isn't looking happy about the test results. False accusations that threaten your standing in the community. An illness, injury, layoff, or shutdown of the company for which you work. A loved one dies, leaving a gaping hole in your heart, and you wonder, how? How am I supposed to breathe? A spouse walks out. Someone steals your identity. It seems like one day you were bright and healthy and happy, and the next, blindsided by tragedy. This is one of those very personal trials. You're in territory you never thought you would have to traverse. Your head is spinning. It's hard to think straight. Is there anybody that you can trust now? The devil's glaring into your eyes, breathing out every threat and curse imaginable. This is a very personal attack, and it shakes you to your core. There's a few things you need to know when evil visits your house. First of all, it is a day of evil. You think it's not going to end? You think it'll last forever? But it will not. It does end. It's a day. It may be more than a literal day, but there will be an end to it. And as surely as there are days of evil, there are also days of victory. And God has taught me in my life that the greatest days of victory come after the worst of battles. So if you're scraping to get by, if you're finding it hard to keep your heart beating, a day of victory is coming. Second of all, God has equipped us with these days in mind. When God created you in the womb, when God gifted you, he looked ahead and knew what you would be facing, and he gave you this for that and that for this. He knew what would be coming, and he loved you so much that he made sure that everything necessary would be in line. If God be for us, who can be against us? Lord, I can't handle this. I can't go through this. Yes, you can. Because God has equipped you with everything you need to face these kinds of trials. His armament prepares us to withstand the very worst the devil can throw at us. And you know this in your own life. There are things you've been through. You've seen other people go through terrible things. You say, I don't think I could go through something like that. And the next thing you know, you're going through something worse than what you saw somebody else walk through. You don't know how you're doing it. You're not smart enough. You're not strong enough. You're not able. But somehow every day there's just enough strength to get you up out of bed and get you moving again. Somehow there's just enough energy. Somehow just enough knowledge, just enough wisdom. Somebody walks into your life and makes a great deal of difference. We may not feel up to the challenge. We would have never volunteered for this assignment. We can't imagine enduring even one more day. But somehow, miraculously, we do. You think thoughts like, there ought to be a law against this. And maybe there is. Someone ought to do something. Nobody cares what I'm going through. They do not understand, and they do not care. How in the world is my abuser getting away with this? Why isn't my doctor able to help me? And our spirit cries out, how long, oh Lord? How long? Job said, all night long, he longed for the day. It'll be better in the morning. And all day long, he longed for the night to fall. Maybe I can get some sleep. Make it all go away for a few hours. Many of our loved ones live one day at a time doing everything they can just to survive and endure. Your day of evil can last for years. It has an end. It is a day, but oh, how long it can last. You're not gaining ground, but you haven't given up either. Everything in you has wanted to quit so many times, but you haven't. Something in your core keeps you in the battle. A glimmer of hope that perhaps the victory will come soon. When you're being inundated like that, Paul isn't asking you to act like an overcomer. He's saying, just stand. Here I stand. I know the truth. God is for me. I know the Lord will deliver me. I know He will give me the strength as I need the strength. Here I stand. Have you been through some of those hurricanes in life? Have you been inundated with some of the troubles, the sickness, the illness, the tragedy? I'd have thought by now you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, as the song says. But it's still raining. Do you know how many of us aren't here anymore? Because they couldn't handle the rain any longer. They're mad at God. We prayed over them in faith and we got excited when we did and we could see with eyes of faith the victory is coming. They believed it too for a little while. But as that trial continued to dog their trail and dog their trail, they got weary, they got tired, they got angry, they got bitter. God, if you love me, surely I wouldn't have to endure such things. They have misunderstood the walk of faith. Their expectations have been wrongly calibrated. Our verse says, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes. How many are claiming, God, you promised me a day of evil?
I claim in Jesus' name my day of evil. It's been too nice lately. Things have gone too well, and I want my trouble.
That's not a popular one. That's not in those little promises. You read one every day, and it encourages you. But God was not shy about it. He did not hide this from us. Jesus said we'd have enough trouble for every day. Sufficient is the trouble thereof. And now Paul is telling us, guys, brace yourself, because it's going to hit. Church, get ready. Here's how we're going to get ready for what's coming. Put on your helmet of salvation. Uh-oh. What would I need a helmet for? Belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness. Oh, you're going to need a shield of faith. Why? Aren't we having ice cream after service? And you're going to need a sword of the Spirit. No. I want a channel changer. No, you're going to need a sword. Why? What's going on here? Okay, well, I'll tell you, the day of evil is coming. What? Yeah. You need to be ready, because life is hard. Maybe you didn't figure that out yet. Maybe you've still been thinking the other. Oh, it's just going to be so nice. There are days of evil that hit so hard that rock you to your... And I wish I could stand up here and say, oh, here's the good news. Good people never suffer, and it's only the bad guys that get rocked. But experience has taught me the exact opposite. So often I see the wicked people doing very well, although I know they'll get theirs. And I see some of the sweetest people I know suffering the most miserable trials I've ever seen. It doesn't make sense. Life is not fair. But this also I've learned. God is good. And he can walk down into that basement, that pit, where our loved ones are caused to reside for a while. And he can turn lights on that nobody even knew existed. He can do what no other power can do. And he's asking us, get ready, pal. It's not going to happen like you think. It's not going to unfold like you've been dreaming and hoping. But I got you ready. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it together. So with truth and righteousness and salvation and faith and the sword of the Spirit, you are going to be equipped to get through and overcome everything that comes against you. No matter what you're called to face, you are able because God has partnered with you. You got a great partner, and he and you can do this. Let him strengthen you this morning. You don't have to have any self-confidence at all. And looking at you, there's good reason not to have any confidence in yourself. But let me tell you something. Your partner, name above all names, worthy to be praised, hasn't lost a battle yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He goes with you everywhere you go. I remember something Kervin told me a couple years ago. We were praying for him, and his body's a mess. They've got x-rays to prove that he can't even walk. And if you've ever pitched hay with Kervin, let me tell you something, he can walk. And he can work. And God spoke into his life the one day. He kept asking for a miracle, and God said, I'm not going to give you a miracle. You are the miracle. Every day he gets up out of bed and he walks across the room. That's a miracle, see. His body can't do it, but God has empowered him to be a miracle. And that's what God is wanting to do in each and every one of us. I can't, but I do. How do I do? All things are possible through Christ, who gives me strength. And here's a miracle of God. Many are able to hold their turf day after day week after week, year after year. When the attack first came, they said to themselves, I can't handle this another day. And now looking back over their shoulder, months and years and decades have passed. And they've not only successfully endured, they've learned strategies. They've learned wisdom that they're sharing with other people who are under similar attack, and they're strengthening them. And the people that come to minister to them get blessed whenever they talk to the one that is suffering, because God is with them and has equipped them and is helping them to endure. Today, after years of endurance, they've gained strategies and coping skills and have grown. This life is a temporary condition, my friend. Your pain will not last forever. And in our suffering, we find Aaron's and hers to help keep our hands in the air until the battle ends. For some of us, there won't be much left to bury. Our bodies will have wasted away to almost nothing by the time they plop us into the ground. For others, there won't be a penny left to our name. And still to others, nothing left of our reputation. But we will have stood in faith, our faith intact. And those are the ones that win. Some of you go off to work day after day, hating every minute of it. You can relate to the fellow who was pumping sewage from the plane up there in Greenland. You've prayed, you've tried, you've applied, but no other doors have opened up. Some of you are in such pain, just taking a breath hurts. You look good on the outside. Nobody would ever know. Anytime you've tried to explain to somebody else, you've been disappointed. Some of you struggle with a relationship that is smothering your will to live. I just don't want to be here anymore. God is more than enough to keep you working, breathing, and living until this battle is over. There will be days when there's not an abundance of grace, but there will always be enough. One more breath, one more step. God is here. Minutes hang like hours and days pass like months, but they do pass. Know for sure that the God that got you through yesterday is here with you today, and he will go with you tomorrow. John Gill tells us in his commentary on this passage that these words, after you have done everything to stand, refers to the time when the trial actually ends, after having done everything. You've been through it all, you lasted, you made it through. That the stand is a stand of victory. You've done everything. You've endured. And you've won. Friend, that day will come. Cold water tastes best when you've been out in the hot sun. And you're so dry. And you're past that moment where you knew you needed something to drink. Laying down feels best after you've worked all day long and been on your feet for far too long. You lay down and your bones giggle. They just laugh. Oh, posturepedic, I love you. The absence of pain is magical after it is gnawed away at your bones and joints for an extended period of time. Freedom is sweetest after having been in prison. That first paycheck after you've experienced a protracted period of being laid off, it's like $1 million. standing in heaven in front of our Savior. After having endured a lifetime of suffering, is beyond words, beyond pictures. I can only imagine. Could we take just a moment and close your eyes? Imagine just for a moment, no stress, no pain, no deadlines, no problems, no frustration. Absolute serenity and peace. Comforted in the arms of your Savior. Well, the Bible says that that awaits certain people. He that endures to the end shall be saved. You'll be saved, my friend. No more wounds, no more pains, no more difficulties. Just endure. We will be ready the dawn of that day. Are your bags packed? You can open your eyes. I think a few people fell asleep there. That's all right. And there remains therefore a rest to the people of God. We will be saved. We will stand in victory as a conqueror, whole, well, never to suffer again, dancing on the streets of heaven. What a day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day. Glorious day that will be. We have different venues down here. We have different struggles. Some of us are healthy, work several jobs. Others are ill and in need of care. Some of us are very bright, while others of us are mentally challenged. All of us who are in Christ are more than conquerors. All of us. Couldn't get out of bed today. Ran in the Olympics. Rogue Scholar. Down syndrome. All of us who are in Christ are more than conquerors. What the world sees on the outside isn't even a clue as to the glory that God has vested within us. We will stand in victory together around His throne. And we will praise Him. And we will praise Him. And we will praise Him. Because no one went through the set of trials we did. And we did not do it alone. We will shout His glory. We will shout His praise. We will say, He is worthy. He was able. He helped me when I was undone. He rescued me time and time and time again. Glory to the Lamb. How great is our God. Oh, what a day that will be. Do not miss that day over just another day of pain or misery or ache. Remember what we said a moment ago. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Just one glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race when we see Christ. He chose your path. He supplied your strength. He's always enough. He's never allowed more than we can endure. To God be the glory. Our God reigns. Behold, he comes. Friend, this could be your last day of pain and misery. You may have seen your last trouble. It's like I often say, enjoy pain while you can, because very soon it's going to be gone. You're going to be in heaven a couple of seconds and you're going to say, gee, what did pain feel like? I can't even remember what that was like. Embrace it while you can. The Bible says, sorrow and mourning will flee away. I mean, it'll just be gone. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the day is coming, my friend. Don't miss it for anything in all this world. Don't let the trials of this earth lie to you. Don't let them say your God doesn't care. Oh, if he could, he would this, he would that. You know God loves you. You know your God is good. You know that he will see you through. Stop resisting God and embrace him. He's not causing your pain. He is your refuge and your fortress from it. I have found myself a hiding place. He is secure, he is good, and he loves you. We're going to sing a chorus as we finish up today. But I have to believe that I've not just been preaching to everybody. I've been preaching to a couple of specific people today. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what the trial may be, but I believe this message was your message today. I believe you're at a place where you're hurting so bad, you're just ready to cash it in. You don't know what to do next. Your mind is kind of spinning. You're a little foggy, whatever else. As we close this service this morning, know that God is speaking right to your heart. You are going to be able to get through this. You are going to overcome. God is going to be glorified in this. He's going to give you the strength you need moment by moment. Feel his strength come on you as we finish, as we sing this chorus, as we close in prayer. If you'd like to talk to me afterwards, you're more than welcome to, or maybe find somebody else in the congregation. Maybe you've had one of those protracted trials. Pastor, you don't know. For the past 42 years, this is what I have experienced. Maybe it's just yesterday I got the worst news in my life. God is God. God is able. Life is hard, but God is good. And he is going to show you that even in the midst of what you're going through right now, he is more than enough. Would you stand with me as we think about that moment?